Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. We are back again, and this is a year in the Word. It is so important to be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. In His Word, glory to God, is life. In His Word is peace. In His Word is truth. This year, we will be reading through the Word of God in its entirety, beginning January 1st through December 31st of 2018. Amen. Today is the 8th of January, and yes, we have gone through several days already. I am so glad you have joined me today. Please continue to join me daily as we go forth through the reading of the Word of God. Amen. In the Word of God, we will find, amen, all the quandaries of life and everything that we have questioned throughout our days. We will find our purpose. We find our beginnings, and we will find what the Lord says about our end. Glory be to God. Amen. Today we're reading in Romans chapter 3 and 4. If you get your Bible right now, Romans chapter 3 and 4. That is a part of the New Testament. Romans chapter 3 and 4. Amen. We're reading through every category of the Bible, and we're reading through it in categories. Each day we're in a different category. Today we're reading in the letters or the epistles. Amen. The letters are the epistles. Romans chapter 3 and 4, and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We absolutely humble ourselves, Lord God, in your presence, recognizing that we need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. We need you to help us understand. We need you to provide for us. We need you to promote us. We need you to help us. We need you to heal us. We need you to revive us. We need you, Lord, to restore us. You, oh God, our shield about us, our glory, and the lifter of our head. It is so written. Oh God, and I am a witness that you are a lifter of our heads indeed. You have lifted my head on so many occasions when I have found myself not understanding why, not understanding when, not getting why certain things happen in my life. But I give glory to God Almighty, because I can say of a truth that you, oh God, are faithful to your word. You are faithful to your people. You love us with an everlasting love. Oh Lord God, to every listener out there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, show forth your faithfulness to them, oh God. Reveal yourself to them. Reveal yourself, oh God, to them as a shepherd. David said that you are a shepherd to him. Oh my God, hallelujah. And that he had no want because of it. The Lord is my shepherd, he said, and I shall not want. Amen. Simply meaning that you are our provider and our keeper. And every need that we have, you have already provided for. It even became a need to us. Lord, there's somebody out there that needs to see that. They need to understand that. They need to know that for themselves. And Lord, they need the Word of God to come alive in their lives. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that is my prayer on today for every listener. Lord, that the Word of God come alive in their lives as we read through the Word throughout this year. Let it come alive in the lives of each and every hearer. Father, open their minds and our hearts in the name of Jesus, that they might hear, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and bring forth a revelation and illumination, Lord God. Light your Word up before them. Illuminate it, Lord God, and reveal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and show them this great salvation, Lord God, that you have brought to us. Oh, Lord God, we are alive because you are merciful and you are gracious. And we give you glory on today. We give you praise and we honor you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm reading and you are hearing from Romans chapters 3 and 4. I am coming from the King James, the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. As I have said each day, if I change the version of the Bible I'm coming from, I will let you know. Amen. As a matter of fact, I probably will let you know each day so that you know. Amen. I don't know what kind of Bibles that you have, but just follow along. Amen. The Word is the Word. Glory to God. And God is here. He's right here. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, is there. And He's there to do a work in your life. He's there to perform miracles. He's there to reveal Himself and let you know that He loves you and that He's always there, been there the entire time. He's never left. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's here to bring understanding and revelation. He's here to heal our hearts and our minds. Amen. He's here to keep us. Amen. He's a present help in the time of trouble. His word declares it to be so. And He is not a man that He should lie. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In the name of Jesus, peace right now in your life. Father, dispatch a legion of angels into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Into each and every one of the household, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, to make war with the enemies of their soul, Lord, and to minister to the needs of each and every one in the name of Jesus. I'm reading and you are hearing from Romans chapter 3 and 4. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust to inflict wrath? I speak as a man. Certainly not. For then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to His glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil that good may come, as we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, there is condemnation. Their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. None who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God up from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all we believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of work? By the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. What then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? God, hallelujah. Give me just a second, having some technical difficulties. I apologize. How then was it accounted while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he still was uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. Father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him who he believed God, life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that he had promised. He had promised he was able to perform it. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered up. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm having difficulties again. Who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Amen. This is the end of our scriptures for today. I've read and you have heard from Romans chapters 3 and 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you until next time. Amen.